It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
I'm gonna keep it too real. I don't fuck with you cause you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the wine cellar.
But nigga, you came up on me on some fun shit, nigga. I don't make peace with niggas that come up on me on some disrespectful shit when I didn't even know you, nigga. It's you walked up on me and set down your beer like, nigga, what? What's up? How gangster are you, cuz? Huh? How gangster are you, nigga? I'll show you how gangster I am, nigga. You can drop off your kid and run my face.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the wine cellar.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga. I go hard, cuz. You don't want to fuck with me.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the wine cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass. This show is fucked up.
All right, and there that goes. So, before we get down to the funky stuff, I do want to get to this one that we've been missing that was requested by Broken Carpenter on Twitter. And it was in my notes, but see, that's what that, like... If you got a head like Broken Carpenter that will get at you, like, cover this, I won't lose it in my notes. I have, since 2013, so many lost notes. Just lost fucking notes forever. All right. So let's take a gosh darn look here. And this is coming off of the PortlandMercury.com news outlet. All right, there's a whole lot of folks down there at the Portland Mercury. this article's up by Alex Zielinski. Alex Zielinski. And text show protective relationship between Portland cops and Patriot Prayer. All right. So let's see here. this is a quote, one of the text messages. It says, we have a large group of Antifa trying to flank us and you, which is, they should have the thing, the SIC sick, because this is just as the text read, typos and all right? Quote, we have a large group of Antifa trying to flank us and you. We are stopping them for now, but not sure how long. End quote. And the article continues by Alex Zielinski. This is one of hundreds of text messages sent between the Portland Police Bureau, PPB, Lieutenant Jeff Nya, N-I-Y-A, and Joey Gibson, who was the leader of the Vancouver alt-right group Patriot Prayer. Now, over the past 2 years... Like many messages discovered in a records request made in August by the Portland Mercury, it reflects many of the public's suspicions that the Portland police have been sympathetic, if not protective, of the right-wing extremist group. Continuing, it's not unusual for PPB officers to contact activists who may have been planning a protest, but usually these conversations exist only so PPB can quickly get in touch with a protest group to get an idea of how many people will show up or participate to ask about general schedule. While Nya does ask Gibson about crowd sizes and planned future protests, he also chose to regularly give Gibson a heads up about counter-protesters and sympathize with Gibson's frustrations. So as we have been saying, like, the big headline constantly, since what, probably like early 2015, white supremacists have infiltrated the FBI, or white supremacists have been infiltrating, police, departments. What the fuck you think those guys were that whooped on Rodney King?
Well, when did that fucking FBI report come out? How many years ago was that shit now?
That's elder.
Yeah.
It's elder. Yeah, man, it's like fucking... The police are already a white supremacist organization. They uphold a white supremacist, nation.
Well, I just don't understand, like, how did a group that descended from slave catchers get to be known as upholding truth and justice and protecting the people from what? Runaway slaves? Okay. All right.
Yeah, people. You know, like 100% people. Not three-fourths. Not three-fourths. another message here says, heads up, just told 4 to 5 Black Bloc, another nickname for Antifa, heading your way, one carrying a flag. Like, the cops literally telling them who to attack.
Right.
Yeah. Like, this is fucking coordination.
You gotta use that gif, or the meme with the cops where it's like, regular hours, overtime, and off duty, right? And it's got like the cop in like the regular outfit, and then like overtime is the cop in the SWAT gear, and then weekends is the KKK outfit.
Yeah. I think a long time ago, back when the podcast was still like 30 minutes, I put the meme up on the Father Teresa's Wine Cellar news page, and it was just a current jersey and throwback jersey, and of course throwback was the Clifnan.
Yes.
All right, dancing forward a wee bit. Oh, another text message that follows that one that we just read was, we will have officers nearby, but you may want to think about moving soon if more come. So he's saying, let us get with you, little homie, before you get jumped, cuz. Mm. Like, that's what that is. Holy shit. The fucking gangbangers. And somebody just shit. Remember, I like a fucking tangent. back when I first started doing the morning wine cellar thing, like as far as like being doing it from Illinois with high definition audio, one of the first ones I did was the gangsterism of MAGA. And what do I see when I log into the Facebooks and I'm about to go look at the show notes, but of course you automatically see your news feed first. Mm-hmm. And there's a blue hat that says, fuck your red hat.
Yeah.
And the only Democrat that I get down with, Madison Page, is supporting it. And it's like, you don't see the gangsterism of that?
No, because that's the thing, because to them, gangster shit, because when white people do gangster shit, it's cool. That, like, fucking the Al Capone and the fucking, you know, prohibition shit, or it's like the fucking Sopranos. It's not the same when you talk about gangster shit and, like, black people gangster shit. Flags and sets and, like, that type of, no. That's hood Negro things, man.
Y'all don't get it. Y'all niggas is banging colors now, and I got rid, like, if you... are a regular ass person, and you don't, if you're not down to stab or get stabbed, if you're not down to shoot at or get shot at, if you're not down to drop knuckle hammers with a complete stranger of whom you do not know their level of experience, you do not know their level of training, you do not know what they're capable of or what they're willing to do, if you're not willing to go head up with that person, you should not get that blue hat. Mm. Because you're claiming a set when you do that shit. And you gonna get flexed on. Shit. Now niggas ain't know, man. Fuck it. I swear to fuck. Partisan bias has made niggas into studio gangsters. You don't want to get caught up in that shit. I strongly recommend you go listen to some old mid-90s gangster rap records. They're giving you a fair warning about the fucking...
Yeah.
The activities you're choosing to engage with when you choose to put that fucking thing on your head. Tangent. Way off of the... Okay. The PortlandMercury.com. All right. The police fellas interacting with the prayer... What? Prayer posse? I forgot the name of their squad already.
I thought they were prayer meeting or prayer circle. The prayer circle something?
I don't think it was circle. Shoot. It was in here and I fucking read it and I fucking shot past it too gosh darn fast. Patriot prayer. Yeah. Alright, so. Oh, excuse me. So, the messages show how Naya worked, and Naya's the cop, worked to build a relationship of trust with Gibson that goes beyond basic event planning. In one, Naya congratulates Gibson on his decision to run for Senate In another, he asks about Gibson's recent visit to a hospital. Quote, I want you to know you can trust me. Don't want to burn that. End quote. He's just saying don't burn the bridge or something.
Right.
I don't know what the final... Yeah, I don't really get it. And later, Gibson apologized to Nia for making a public announcement that the Portland police has our back. Oh. And he said it slipped. He said, hey, little nigga, you snitching. It's gangster shit, folks. Understand that. Man, shit. Yeah, I'm telling you, nigga, don't... Like, basically, it's like... It's like putting on the fuck your red hat is like fake Antifa. Antifa's actually out there to bang and to give food to people after the hurricane hit Texas. Antifa's actually out there to bang. Don't put that, I swear to fuck, don't put that hat on. Do not, because you're fucking with people of whom are aggressors. I cannot help but tangent onto that because I saw it while I was doing show prep.
Right.
So it's fresh in my head. Alright, continues a little bit more. Nia also warns Gibson against bringing Tusitala, Tiny Toes. Is that someone's name?
What? Tiny Toes?
T-U-S-I-T-A-L-A. Tusitala Toes?
Oh, okay, but Tiny's in quotes, so that's their nickname.
Okay, so their nickname is Tiny. Yeah. Tusitala Toes. To a Portland rally, since there was an active warrant for his arrest. This is fucking, man. Were we just watching Boardwalk Empire?
Yes.
This is, I swear to fuck.
But didn't we also cover a story about white supremacist hammer skins in Portland, where they just go there every year because some random white nigga had a shootout with police, and now they go there every year and fuck up black people to commemorate it? And then, that shit, they fucked up like a bartender and a bouncer and some shit.
I'm pretty sure they do it real close to our birthdays.
Yeah. And then they said some shit, like, it was in, like, the actual police report, like, known white supremacists, like, in their fucking police file, because they've been arrested for racial violence before.
I think that motherfucker... Because I think the shit that we're reading about were, like, areas I knew about in Washington State that this cat fucks with. All right, let's take a look here. Dancing it forward a wee bitty bit more. So they don't want to bring him there because he might get arrested. In short, Nia was actively helping Toes avoid arrest. This appears to contradict PPB's dissemination of information directive. And that the dissemination of information directive does have a link. So when we link to this PortlandMercury.com, you can actually get that link in the story if you would like to look at the article yourself. All right? And Alex Zielinski is the writer for this one. And I'm not seeing... I don't see like a Twitter or anything for them. They probably have it, but it's not linked here with this Portland Mercury post. All right? So that's what's going on. Wine Cellar Media... .com. Can you dig it? The hell's wrong with this deck? I'm fine.
Father Teresa's Wine Cellar is rated R for keeping it real.
From here, this is where we go and get down to the funky stuff. That's just that. That's what's happening. God damn it! I'm gonna tell you this right now, buddy.
Really?
What is it, Miss Ma'am?
What
is it, Miss Ma'am?
I don't know. What is it?
It's news that is important. Wine Cellar endorses Bernie Sanders. All right, so we're gonna head on down there to Tulsa, to Oakland, Homer. Where the police fellers are searching for a feller. All right?
He did it. I hope y'all are paying attention. You heard it, right? He did the whole, they're searching for a feller. That means he doesn't want to read the actual fucking headline.
Huh? I don't even, I already scrolled past the headline. I don't even remember what that was.
Really? Because it's also the first sentence of the story. I can see it from here.
Who had a vehicular mistake
uh-huh.
of sorts and they just want to ask him some questions. Now, apparently this was a heist, is what they're thinking. They say that the heist at a Hustler Hollywood is the name of the store. Uh-huh. It happened at about 3 in the a.m. on Monday when the store was closed. It was captured on video, mm-hmm. and the employees discovered the damage later Monday morning when they came to work. Now, all right, now the police overseer, Gene Pierce, tells the Tulsa TV station that authorities believe the man knew the store's layout because he ran directly to one section to steal the items, which were valued at about $300 to $400.
So, like one vibrator?
Huh? Well, let's see exactly what these items were. The lingerie and sex toys.
That's not very specific.
Why you unplugging and plugging?
I'm not unplugging. I just turned it back on so I could get to my stories.
Why'd you have it off?
Because it automatically shuts off if you don't use it after 2 minutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What? Why? Why are you being a hater?
Turn it off manually. Yeah, you're scared. You're scared to turn it off manually. Let me see. What in the holy heck darn's going on here?
Yes. I don't know. What's going on there?
All right. Now we're going. What is it now, ma'am?
I saw that headline.
What?
What?
Now you're just hating. All right.
Okay. 40 years in this Pinehurst neighborhood.
We've always helped everybody.
So the Havards don't really understand.
They took advantage of me.
Beverly is talking about this man, Michael Armando Lopez, now behind bars. The story isn't your typical car.
So not exactly a white-on-white crime. Mm-hmm. But this young fella is behind the bars, and we're going to see why.
Theft case, rather a case of taking the car without permission and bringing it back. It was after misplacing her.
Yeah.
Wait, did she say not theft, but a case of taking without permission?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that counts as theft, no?
That, it's alternative theft.
It's wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't do those kind of jokes too often, man. You fucking burn them out. Yeah, so apparently this mother, she lost her car key. He found it. And after she goes to sleep, he fucking gets up and just... It gets funner than that. He goes out. Yeah.
Her spare key that Beverly started to notice changes. Each morning, the van was back in the driveway, but something wasn't right inside.
The seat was pulled back.
That nigga didn't think to fucking push the thing back, to push the seat back where it was when he got to it.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
The mirrors were adjusted.
She started tracking the mileage. That, too, was changing. Then, an epiphany.
I said, somebody's driving my car and bringing it back.
No,
I know,
kidding.
I'm not crazy.
And Friday night, deputies say they caught Lopez red-handed in the Havard's car. But when they tried to stop him, he sped off and crashed into a pole. Today.
God damn.
Why?
Sir.
Their van is not back in their driveway. The Havard's left stuck.
Yeah, I had to cancel his doctor's appointment yesterday.
You see, Rick Havard is disabled.
That nigga just taking the motherfucking car. And what I originally read about it is that...
Only got one leg.
He was actually going out, like, stealing shit. With their
with
car.
With their car? Like, he was putting stolen shit in their car?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, like, and you gotta wonder, did this motherfucker think to put on gloves? Like, he's probably fingerprinted R. All right, so that's a wee bitty bit of what's going on in winecellarmedia.fothermuckin.com.
We get high in back seats of cars. We break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake a beer. Never wake up on our own. And that's the way we get by. The way we get by. All that's the way we get by. The way we get by.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
We go out in stormy weather, we rarely practice discern. We make love to some weird sin, we seek out the taciturn. And that's the way we get by, the way we get by. All
maybe. All right, do you want Oklahoma or Wisconsin?
What the... I'm gonna get to my stories.
I didn't say that. All I said was I had stories.
I wanted to go to Span Away, but all their stories are not funny right now.
No, they're not funny. I looked today, too.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Wisconsin it is. Scannies, I think, are what you call them.
Yes, I originated that term.
A 37-year-old Whitelaw man was arrested Monday afternoon following a gas drive-off at a Quick Trip, according to a police report. The report added that a man in a blue Dodge Caravan pulled into a gas station at 3:24 p.m. Monday, pumped $43 worth of gas, and left without paying. Police ran the license plate number and learned that Carl Kenyon was the registered owner of the van. Police then also learned that this was Kenyon's 23rd gas drive-off from Quick Trip.
Wait, how the fuck? What is their technology like?
I don't know.
How can you just do that?
I don't know.
What the f... All right.
Yeah, I don't know. The police report said Kenyon had not yet paid for 14 of the 23 drive-offs and owes Quick Trip around $800. That's a fuck of an IOU for gas money. Five of the drive-offs occurred at Green Bay stores, one at the Bonduelle store, and one at the... Oh, shit. Oshawa-Benenen stores, and one at the DuPere store. Yeah. Police later found Kenyon, who told police he was, quote, in a hurry to get to court, so he didn't have time to pay for his gas.
That's what he freestyled that one. He didn't fake that shit through. He just spit that out.
Mm-hmm.
In a hurry to get to court, nigga. No fucking liar.
He was in a hurry to get to court and he didn't have time to pay for the gas. The report also added that Kenyon told police he had a quote layaway system with Quick Trip and he always pays for the gas eventually.
So he didn't have time because he had to go to court.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it G real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz. I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
He got time now, cuz.
He do have time now, cuz. So he always pays for the gas eventually, according to the police report. Police asked Kenyon when he had court, and he said at 2:30, but an officer then reminded Kenyon he had pumped gas at 3:30 p.m., which was actually after his court appearance.
You are the goddamn whitest person I've ever seen.
I had to pump the gas and leave and not pay because I was late for court, and they said, sir, you were actually already at court.
Like that little bitch, Eminem!
Kenyon was arrested on suspicion of retail theft, two counts of misdemeanor bail jumping, and felony bail jumping. How the fuck did he get out of court if he's bail jumping? Like, I have questions.
I don't get it.
I have questions. Mm-hmm. Online records show there are currently 3 open cases against Kenyon. He's facing misdemeanor theft movable property less than $2,500 in a case from December 18th, 2018. Misdemeanor theft movable property less than $2,500 as a repeat offender filed November 28th, 2018. And felony forgery as a repeat offender and party to a crime. Misdemeanor theft false representation less than $2,500 and a repeater and misdemeanor resisting or obstructing an officer as filed on November 28th, 2018. As of Tuesday morning, Kenyon was still listed as an inmate in the county jail.
He's like a career criminal that never got promoted.
Right, he's like petty criminal.
Yeah, like he just stayed on the fries and was like, no, I like this position. I'm comfortable here. I don't want to do the office. I don't like counting registers.
23 gas drive-offs.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Maybe one more for the segment.
Alright.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah, Oklahoma man gets arrested, tends to yield some good stories. Authorities say an Oklahoma man stole a Pepsi truck as the driver was unloading soda in the back. Tulsa police say no one was hurt, and the driver jumped out of the back when he felt the rig begin to move. However, a trail of sodas, also known as pop, spilled out as the truck drove off.
A trail of sodas sounds so dramatic. A trail of sodas. Don't say that.
But I also wonder, was it like cans or glass bottles? Because like glass bottles or cans falling is going to be way different than plastic bottles falling. So was it like, you know?
If the Yeah, the glass, and from how high?
Right.
Oh, man.
That might be a situation.
That's
to clean up.
Bullshit.
Yes. Police say Stephen Hart told them he had to steal a truck to get to the airport after an argument with his girlfriend.
Why is he? And somehow he managed to blame the woman. Like, just snuck that in.
His girlfriend later confirmed with police that he was indeed searching for her. Police say they caught up to the truck as it was stopped in traffic and Hart jumped out and started to run. Hart was eventually arrested as the rig rolled into the back of a school bus. He left it in park when he got out.
What the fuck? The school bus unoccupied.
It was unoccupied. It was only the driver. There were no children in the back.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. And then finally gets caught and tells police that he had to find his girlfriend because she went to the airport after an argument and he had to get her back.
I don't know.
I think we all know. I think we know. Hart is being held on pending charges that include larceny and attempted escape from the county jail as he was being booked into custody. That's not happening.
How many crimes did this guy commit? This is a different story, right?
That's the same story.
This is right? The one where I made the career criminal joke?
Oh, no, that's a different story.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, holy shit, it's starting to blur.
Yeah. No. This one was, stole a Pepsi or a Coca-Cola truck and then got stuck in traffic, left it running, so it ran into the back of a school bus. He takes off running while police chase him. Police finally catch up with him, and he says, but I had to steal it because my girlfriend got mad at me, and she's at the airport, and I had to get her from the airport before she leaves, and then tried to break out of county jail.
And then the other guy had to get to court.
Yes.
And that's why he couldn't pay for the gas.
Right, even though he had already been at court that day.
I don't know, man. It doesn't seem woke. And I'm woke as hell.
The news is a shit show these days. And we're here to give you a break from the white supremacist media bullshit by bringing you the shitty news so that you can feel less like shit because you know the people discussing all the fucked up shit give a shit about you and the shitty situations you deal with every day. So shit. Pour yourself a glass and settle in for Father Teresa's Wine Cellar.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night.
All right.
Yes.
Let me get down to the bottom of this thing. I'm going to solve this fucking mystery. All right. Now, we're going to head on out to Cleveland, where one of your favorite taxpayer-funded workers had a couple of run-ins with the law. All right. Three separate occasions. This fella's name is, William Graham. All right. Now, we're over here in Cleveland, Ohio, and this here firefighter done got himself arrested. All right. He's a 55-year-old individual. And the Cleveland spokeswoman, Sergeant Jennifer Ciacia. C-I-A-C-C-I-A. C-I-A-C-C-I-A.
Okay.
C-I-A-C-I-A! That's that Lil Jon shit, right?
I wonder if it's like Ciacia or something.
Oh, Ciacia.
Maybe.
Oh, like some Italianified.
Yes.
Like,
it looks very Italian.
Like Andrea Bracciali, that name that we could not...
Adriana Bracciali.
Bracciali, yeah, that we interviewed that was running for what office?
I believe a district attorney.
District attorney.
Yes.
Yeah, right. All right, so let's see. So so he was arrested at the international airport about noon on Tuesday. And, let's look at it now. All right, about noon on Tuesday, because it's a bit of a story. All right, and then Ciacia and Graham said that Graham was released from the hospital after his second arrest on Tuesday.
Oh.
And then he went back to that airport.
Okay.
And he walked into the drop-off area for JetBlue. He went inside and became belligerent towards employees. He was arrested on suspicion of aggravated disorderly conduct, Ciacia said. And he was taken back to an area hospital after complaining about chest pains. He'll be booked into the Cuyahoga County Jail after he's released. Graham had been released on restricted duty since his arrest at about 1 p.m. Monday at that airport. Bram was drunk and hostile toward the airport passengers and employees, according to court reports. He was not allowed to fly on his scheduled JetBlue flight to Boston because he was drunk, according to the court records and statement from the airline. Quote, the customer was rebooked on a later flight pending crew member evaluation. After their removal, the customer became disruptive in the gate area and local law enforcement responded. End quote. Graham returned to the airport about 7 a.m. Tuesday for a flight to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Because apparently he doesn't have to go to Boston anymore.
Oh, man.
Fuck whatever he was doing in Boston. Now it's time to go and do Florida shit. And according to the police report, the airline statement, Siachia said police noted it appeared that Graham was drunk. Airport staff evaluated Graham before allowing him to board the plane. The airline, yeah.
They keep saying airport staff is evaluating or airport. What the fuck is that? They like, can they do like a fucking, like a field sobriety test? Like cops, what the fuck is that?
Man, it just kind of like, you know, you push his shoulder.
You push his shoulder.
Does it wobble too much? I think he's all right. So they evaluated him before allowing him to board the plane, the airline said. Graham boarded the plane, which began taxiing the runway. During the taxi, Graham failed to follow the safety instructions and caused a disturbance. The plane returned to the gate. Graham was kicked off the flight, arrested, and refunded his money.
He got a refund after all that? God damn.
It's white on white crime.
Shit.
He was taken from the airport to an area hospital after complaining of chest pains. No other details have been released on the incident. Graham is a 30-year veteran firefighter who makes $90,542 a year. He is scheduled to appear Wednesday in the Cleveland Municipal Court for his arraignment.
Damn.
It's good fun times.
He's gonna get that sweet pension.
I'll tell you that right now. All right, let's see what's going on here in Utah. All right. Do you love Father God?
Is that like different than Jesus God or God the Father?
It's the third testament of the Bible.
That's what I
consider Mormonism. It's just a third testament of God. The already fiction. So we going on down here to Salt Lake City, where this West Valley woman done got herself convicted in a case in which the police fellers say she was hired by a convenience store and quickly went to work stealing money dollars. Joanne Adamson, a 47-year-old individual who has a lengthy history of theft and drug-related charges, struck a plea deal in several cases on Friday. Joanne Adamson pled guilty to forgery, theft, failing to stop at the command of an officer, and she is scheduled to be sentenced to April 12th. Adamson was hired to work at the 7-Eleven on the 2703-8400 West. During her first shift on January 4th, Adamson loaded several prepaid credit cards with more than $4,500, according to a search warrant. Yeah.
That wasn't even trying to be subtle.
First day.
Damn. Remember a couple of the one about the kid who stole the shoes on his way out from the job interview?
Oh, fuck, yeah. That was in Virginia.
I think so. It was at a Kohl's, right?
But they were, like, both left foot.
I don't think they were both left foot, but it was, like, two pairs of expensive, like, Jordans or something.
Man, I think he got, like, the same side shoe.
Oh, man. That's embarrassing.
I think maybe.
That's embarrassing. We cover a lot of white-on-white crime on this show.
Fuck, yeah. And sometimes not. Like, we try to announce it when it's not or notice when it's not. But, like, I remember one, I knew it wasn't. And I was like, I'm not skipping this story. There's a black dude just got up with a breakfast tray, put the breakfast tray in the middle of the fucking street, and just ate a whole ass plate. And then got up and left. And because people were confused, they didn't know, like, do we call the cops for this? They didn't call the cops for after he left, so he's just out there. The pancake bandit is loose.
It's better than a mad pooper being on the loose.
It is.
It is.
I think he brought great joy.
Yes.
Syrup and fluffy pancakes. The fucking cake for breakfast. That's all that really is. Cake and fucking sugar juice for breakfast.
What? Why are you a hater?
That's what pancakes are. Yeah.
It's just bread.
It's cake on the stove.
It's not cake.
It's cake on the... Then why do they call it pancakes?
Rude. Why do they call a waffle a waffle? What the fuck is a waffle? What's a waffle? Oh, that's a pancake too.
It's when the W was awful. A waffle. See? I'll learn you something. I'll learn you right good. Will Come
you
on.
Though? Will you though?
All right. So now we're going forward to January 7th. And, the unified police fellers, they done got called on down to that their convenience store after customers discovered that the store was left unattended. On January 9th, an overseer spotted Joanne Adamson and a car chase ensued.
Oh.
That escalated quickly.
Well, life comes at you fast.
The overseer believed he had boxed her in on a dead-end street at one point, but Adamson drove over the lawn of a residence and drove toward the officer without stopping, even though he had his gun drawn. See, we don't always need to look at the mugshot to know it's a white-on-white crime.
Mm-hmm.
Joanne Adamson allegedly clipped the bumper of the overseer's car, and the police feller did not shoot.
Huh.
Sean Bell.
Yes.
51 shots on accident.
Laquan McDonald.
16 shots while walking away.
Two full clips.
Ugh, there's 9 in the clip? I don't know much about guns.
It depends, because like, they have different amounts. It can be anywhere, I think, from like 8 to 12.
Huh.
Yeah, those like two clips.
Good times. Joanne Adamson was arrested after blowing out a tire near 4800 South Redwood. The unified police fellers were called to the same 7-Eleven in October when customers reported that the store was unattended at that time, too. And customers were helping themselves to items in the store.
Jeez.
The clerk later told the police fellers that she left when her shift was over at 1 a.m. and no one showed up to replace her. She returned to the store about 40 minutes later after talking to her manager.
Oh, my God.
What? You're hating?
All right. Just leave. All right, nigga.
On some level, I can tell you're hating.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm also, like, slightly sidetracked because I see you have CNN on and I was reading the headline. They had, I guess, someone who works for the Coast Guard just got arrested for an attempted terror plot. He wanted to kill a bunch of journalists and Democrats because they're enemies of the people.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get his hands on some anthrax. I'm going to...
On some anthrax?
Anthrax.
That's so 2001. Ah, anthrax, you fucking dweeb. Alright, that's probably not the right attitude to take toward that. That is actually a dangerous person.
Yeah, we should maybe be concerned that he's trying to kill people.
I'm not. Don't follow my lead. I'm being irresponsible. Alright, winecellarmedia.fothermuckin.com. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.
Y'all motherfuckers can eat a bag of dicks. And a bag of dicks for you, and a bag of dicks for you, and you get a motherfucking suitcase, and it is full of dicks.
So this is from Idaho Falls. A local man was arrested after making a Facebook post. A fun Facebook post.
Yeah, it's like that, it's more than that.
The Idaho Falls Police Department Special Investigations Unit. I like the fact that this story warranted the Special Investigations Unit. Executed a search warrant Thursday to 3144 Tipperary Lane in Idaho Falls after a young man named Brian Starliper. Starliper? Starliper.
Starliper.
Y'all niggas be having some names. Starliper. Posted on his personal Facebook account offering illegal substances, marijuana wax to anyone who would bring him McDonald's or Burger King.
Marijuana wax?
I don't know. I guess that's what they call it out there.
Is he talking about resin?
Yes, probably.
Nigga.
This is Idaho. I don't know what the... They have weird names for things in Idaho.
Okay.
Whole different culture. Very white.
It's where Brian Fisher's from. That detail always matters.
Officers arrested Starliper, a 22-year-old Idaho Falls resident, for possession of a controlled substance, possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute, as well as two outstanding warrants. And there's screenshots of the Facebook post. Yo! Oh, by the way, his name on Facebook is Brian Jaws Starliper.
J-A-W-S?
Yeah, like the shark.
Okay, Jaws. He actually think that's he might as well go by Knight Rider. Like, it's not fucking cool.
So Brian Jaws Starliper said, yo, if anyone in IF wants to bring me McDonald's or Burger King right now, I'll give you a gram of wax straight up. And then a little heart emoji and like the praying hands emoji. Yes.
And he tried that shit in a conservative ass state.
And it's a public post. It's not even friends only. It's public.
Nigga, you... Nigga, you had enough wax your damn self.
And somebody responded and said, LOL, what you want? And he said, dude, a double quarter pounder, medium fries, and two large sodas. I don't know how much it is, but I'm too lazy to get up and go to McDonald's myself, to be honest. I have hella wax to play with, too. And then a laughing face emoji and a shrug emoji.
Nigga, your back gonna hurt. Nigga, you understand what the fuck a double quarter pounder is?
Plus a medium fry and a large fry and two sodas.
Two soda pops.
And two fries.
Wait, did he say medium fry and a large fry?
He said medium fry and a large fry. He may have dipped into the wax before he made this post.
Yo, that... I get stuck on the double quarter pounder. I did that to myself one day.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I was out of there. I was like, it is sit down time. While my body fucking processes this shit.
Oh, shit.
All right.
And then, of course, the person said, where are you at? And he gave his fucking public ad, again, public Facebook post, 3144 Tipperary Lane. Just gave his fucking address. Said, I will give you, first of all, let niggas know you have weed in your house.
Yep.
Publicly, first of all, like your house. You're not like at some spot. You're in your house. And then said, I'll give you some if you bring me McDonald's. And then just put your fucking address up there. This nigga, like, he didn't get robbed, really.
Yeah. Maybe it's better that he's in fucking that podunk wherever the fuck he is.
Idaho Falls Police Department officers were notified of the Facebook post by Starplier early Thursday morning, and that had indicated Starplier had marijuana wax at his home address. Officers obtained a warrant and conducted a search of the residence early the afternoon, which yielded 10 grams of marijuana and concentrate, 1 gram of cocaine. Oh, you gonna go to prison for the cocaine, though, nigga. And various drug paraphernalia. And what did he say in the beginning? This all required the Idaho Falls Police Department's Special Investigations Unit. Did he have a fucking Special Investigations Unit for 10 grams of weed?
It's fucking Idaho. They did it for fun. They were like, we gotta do something. Like, you know that their police uniform is only the shirt and they just wear their own jeans. Like,
probably.
We were in fucking that in was Warrenville.
County. Yeah, that was county, too.
You niggas just showed up in my shit and jeans. Like, that was the first time I interacted with cops and I wasn't kind of scared. I was like, you got fucking jeans.
Those were the county officers.
County
clowns.
Don't worry
about the city niggas. That was county. So he was arrested and taken to Bonneville County Jail for possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute. Why the fuck? I hate how they make them all like basically the same thing and just keep adding on more words.
Yeah, because that's more charges.
Possession of a controlled substance plus possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute, according to the warrant, and also was arrested for a misdemeanor probation violation and a misdemeanor failure to appear in court violation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I say you have it is a crime, and then you have it and you want to sell it is also a crime.
Right.
They can't roll that into one. They have to be two separate. Because you see how results come out.
Yeah.
It was found guilty of six of 10 charges.
Right.
And they want as much shit to make you guilty of as possible. Well, you just ask Kamala.
You have to spend time in prison doing that prison labor.
Yes.
Shit.
It's a big part of our California state economy that we have these prisoners. It's overcrowded, and that's how Kamala likes it, just like the slave ships.
William, you need to understand, the military needs helmets and body armor, and prison inmates make them.
Yeah.
So they need that, because we have to go to war in Venezuela. It's very important.
Yeah, helmets and body armor worked out well for Tammy Duckworth. Let's keep it greasy. That's not, man.
I actually wasn't ready for that.
The wine cellar's grimy, nigga.
Shit. But yeah, so, you know, we need inmates to do that sort of shit. And then, of course, we need the special, what the fuck was it? The special who? Department Special Investigations Unit, because they have to justify buying military equipment from the military when they're done with it. So everyone's happy. He's going to prison. Everyone's going to make money off of him. Police are going to get some vests out of it. It's really great for everyone.
Yeah.
Another female who was present at the scene, Kaylee Hawley, who was a 20-year-old Idaho Falls resident, was cited for possession of drug paraphernalia, marijuana, and frequenting. What the fuck is frequenting?
Frequenting?
Like,
just by itself, just that word?
Yeah, just that word. Like, that mean you frequent the weed house? Is that...
Like, you're regularly... I'm guessing, this is just me guessing here, that you're regularly in a place where you know it's there and you're not reporting it. So, like, it, in some way, it's like making you accessory to a crime.
Yeah.
Frequenting. You gotta love McMurka.
I don't know, man.
So many ways to put you in a cage.
Yeah, well, it's the land of the free, nigga.
All right. Did you have one? That was just one.
That was just one.
Okay, no double ups. No Nathan. No Nathaniel.
Maybe. If I get this fucking thing to load. What else do I have? Do I have something funny? Funny.
Aw, nigga, you should already have. Come on.
What? You know this only lets me open one tab at a time, right?
No, my mace.
Yes. Here you go. I only open one tab at a time when I'm in, like, the comment thread, so I have to go back to the comment thread to get another story. Arizona. Playing with guns?
No, using guns.
Playing with guns.
Using guns.
Apparently there's a city called Central in Arizona, so Central Arizona.
What the fuck?
I guess is a specific place and not a geographical location.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to start a town called West. That's the whole name of it.
People are going to think you're related to Kanye and North. Remember, his kid's name is Northwest.
Oh, they better. I mean, if they do, I'm just going to say, shut up. Shut up. Don't say stuff anymore.
No, yeah, that's the oldest kid's name. Her name is North. And her last name is West.
Fucking dweebs.
So Central Arizona, apparently a city and not just a large swath of the geography of the state. A man in Eastern Air... Oh, because it's in... What the fuck? Hold on.
Wait, Central is in Eastern? Of course it is.
Come on. Why the fuck not? So the town of Central is in the eastern part of the state because white people are doing things. It's important.
Yeah.
A man in Eastern Arizona has died after authorities say he asked another man to shoot him to test out his bulletproof vest.
Oh, fuck, he died?
Yeah, he died.
Jesus Christ, this story started with the end.
The Graham County Sheriff's Office said the incident happened on Monday evening as 25-year-old Parker Ray Lynch...
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm, that's his name, Parker Ray Lynch. Mm-hmm. And two male acquaintances were shooting together in the area of Central. All three were firing rounds from a single-shot rifle at a ballistic vest in a tree-lined area. Now, here's my thing. They were already shooting at the vest, so you should know if the vest worked or not, right? Because you shot it. So then why would you put it on and tell someone to shoot you while wearing it?
After it didn't work well?
Yeah.
Oh, because maybe it works better if it's actually on a person.
Right.
Yeah, like, if it doesn't have... Like, you gotta have a strong, manly chest behind it to reinforce the strength of the vest.
Right.
That's how bulletproof vests work.
Okay.
Let's see. Bam.
Investigators say Lynch then donned the vest and the accompanying body armor plate and asked Stephen Watson to shoot at him.
What an inappropriate place to use the word donned. That's... Don't do that. Don't just say he put it on. They don't have to say he donned the vest.
He put on the vest.
And then hit the catwalk. Like, come the fuck on, man.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's like the GQ, but like, you know, rural gun ammosexual edition.
I have not heard that one in a while. I think I didn't say that one because it sounds too much. It sounds like a homophobic joke.
Oh,
In my head, it kind of does.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. So investigators say Lynch then put on the vest.
Donned the vest.
And the accompanying body armor plate, and had Stephen Watson shoot at him. Watson fired one round, wounding Lynch in the abdomen. Lynch was then transported to a hospital, where he then died during surgery.
Talk about throwing your life away. Like, dude, people look at a young kid that fucking has no food in the house, no hope for the future, and is selling drugs to get a little bit of something to eat.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're throwing your life away. What about this fucking guy?
25 years old.
25. As soon as his brain finished developing, that's what he did
with
it.
He said, fuck it, I don't need it. So Watson died after being transported to the hospital, died during surgery. Watson has been booked on suspicion of manslaughter. I guess we're not actually fucking sure if this nigga dead or not yet.
That was in the first sentence.
It's Arizona. It is in central eastern Arizona. Shut up.
It's central Arizona in eastern Arizona.
Yes.
But is it the central part of East Arizona?
So it's like east central central Arizona? Or central east central Arizona?
I just know that when you go there, time stops. That's what a fucking Bermuda Triangle actually is. That bullshit.
So Watson has been booked on suspicion of manslaughter. It is not known if he has an attorney. Sheriff's officials say the investigation remains ongoing because we don't know what the fuck happened. All right.
Your friends.
Nigga, why are they my friends?
I don't know. You light skin. Your friends. Wine cellar. Media.
Is this because I'm part of the Boulay buffer class?
What is it? Mulatto buffer class secret society.
I am, yeah.